Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Bert Show.
We have got to find a better happy medium between bicyclists and motorists. It just has to be
impossible.
Done.
Impossible.
No, we need to.
It does seem like it's getting worse and worse and worse, too.
Oh, yeah. I have two examples from past experiences, or from the past week, I would say. I'm traveling over in the Highlands, trying to get over to my friend's house, want to go have some dinner. And I look on the opposite side of the road, come to the stoplight, look at the opposite side of the road, and there is not just one bicyclist. There's not two bicyclists. There is a smorgasbord of bicyclists.
The herds.
Whatever. Cyclists. A herd of cyclists. In one lane at a stoplight with cars backed up behind them. So it is a pile of bicyclists at the stoplight backing up traffic.
And it is like that, it is the pack mentality too. Like you get one bicyclist themselves, they're fine. You know, that's okay. Go ahead. I'll yield to you. Mm-hmm. But you get eight of them together, man. And it is pack mentality. It's attack.
Were they sponsored? Like, did they have their outfits?
Oh, they were all sponsored gear. And I would love to wear sponsored gear one day, but that's besides the point. But there was a bicycle lane. That's the thing. There's not just the one lane high roadway. There is a bicycle lane. And aren't you supposed to follow the rules?
I think they're
one
supposed
behind
to be single file.
Yeah. Yes, single file,
if
one behind
provided,
the other.
If it's provided, right?
Right.
And then what's the rule if it's not, if there's no bike lane provided, what's the rule
it's
for
that? It's
still
single file.
Yes.
Like here's the problem, though, and I'm only going to side with the bicyclist for a half a second here. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta 2-day walk for breast cancer when I was on the crew. It's the first time I've been on a bike in 5 years. Uh-huh. But we were on pretty main streets. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how many streets in Georgia aren't really bike friendly.
Right,
like
right.
There are no lanes to be in, like Ponce, man. I mean, you are in fast traffic. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of room in that lane for bikes to negotiate. So that part I can understand and I empathize with. But when you're taking up the entire street, all of Ponce with you and your
yes.
herd, and you're getting upset at cars for trying to pass you, that's a totally different thing.
Absolutely. And then I think to the point where I got really mad was when the rollerbladers decided to take up the whole lane of the road. I'm trying to get somewhere. You're taking up the whole lane of the road with your little your headgear with the little light on it, trying to go in the darkness. I can't see you anyway.
That would intimidate me because you can hear them coming from, you know.
Yes, but they're coming.
Where are the bees?
But now,
where are the bees?
Now rollerbladers think they can come in and out of the lanes as they please while you're trying to get past them, but they're coming in and out of your lane. I understand sharing the road, but to what point? Like, we only can go single file. You can go single file. You can ride your bike.
Single file. I think you even made a word up.
Single file. One behind the other, not all clumped together.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder what to do, though. Like, Bert, when it's on those roads where there isn't a bicycle lane and they're definitely like 1/4 into the lane. So there's no way that you can go around them unless there's absolutely no traffic.
Right.
In the oncoming traffic lane. So you're putzing behind them. And I always feel like awkward for them. I'm like, this must be really awkward for you because I am creeping along at about 10 miles an hour and watching you work your butt off on the bike.
See,
like, I'm always wondering, like, what's the etiquette? How far back do I need to stay? Like,
I don't feel like it's awkward for them because I feel like
that's what they want you to do.
Yeah, they're almost arrogant about it. They're almost sitting there pedaling along going, yeah, you're right. You slow down, you car.
I do agree with Bert. Like, I have been frustrated by cyclists before, but I do think that it's a shame that a city that is in the South, that is warm throughout the year, that really has so many people who are active outdoors, doesn't have more facilities for them. And I do think
major
that,
roads.
Yeah, they do. Cyclists do need to have better bike paths and better bike lanes, but it is, it does become a war on the road when you get together with them.
Hey, Scott, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good. I live up in Alpharetta, and thank God winter's coming along or fall's coming along because the bicyclists are finally starting to slow down. But off of McFarland Road to Windward Parkway, every Saturday and Sunday, there's like numerous and numerous bicycles, all like what y'all are saying. I think we ought to just take a broomstick, throw it in their front fork, and start a fire.
I wouldn't say that. I would just say, don't clump yourself together. You don't see a group of cars running side by side on the same lane.
It might be a safety thing, like they're all protecting themselves. I don't know what bike etiquette is. But
not either.
Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hi, this is Kelly. I had a comment about what you guys were talking about. If there's a bike lane, they should be single file. But if there's not a bike lane, they're supposed to cluster at the stoplight and then become single file once the light turns green. And that's just like a safety issue.
You rarely see that.
Which is fine, but I think what Wendy's talking about and what I see is, because there's a couple roads near my house that are not main roads, so I think it's cool that they and there's a group of them. Like, it must be a training or a meeting. You know, there's they're regularly there. And it's always after, it's like they meet after work, but they're always like three or four wide, and this road is windy. There is no bike path, and it just seems to me unsafe.
I remember I had a friend that lived on Collins Drive in Cobb County, and you know, that's a big workout stretch. That's where we had talked before about the friend who
lost the
engagement ring there. And I remember the cyclist got in trouble on Collins Drive by the cops because they almost were refusing to do the single file thing, you know, because a lot of them, especially if it was just two or three, would be right alongside each other and the cars could not get around them, you know, and so they had to be told by the cops to stop it.
It's almost like they are daring you to hit them. It's like, I know you're not going to hit me, so I'm going to go wider and wider and wider into the lane. Hey, Jamie, or is it Janie?
It's Jamie. Hey, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I just have a comment too, and about how they take up the lanes when you're behind them, like Wendy was saying, and they stop up traffic. I don't mind them being on the side of the road, but until they pay ad valorem tax, I don't want them taking up the whole lane.
That's a good point.
That's funny.
You would think a city like this would have more, just more lanes accessible for bikers.
Because I agree, like in my neighborhoods, like in the in-town neighborhoods, a lot of people use it as transportation. Like if you're not going very far for work, a lot of people ride their bikes to their offices and work and restaurants and all that stuff and back. It's not necessarily all the sponsored people. It's just people that want to use a bike rather than a car.
And the inline skaters don't get along with the bikers either. I remember being in D.C.
That's funny.
On different bike paths, they're always jockeying for the same position. And for months, the inline skaters were throwing tacks behind them on the trails.
No way.
So when the cyclists would go by, they'd deflate their tires.
That's terrible.
Because they're fighting over the same space.
Little ninja rollerbladers with their stars they're throwing behind them.
And I have, being a skateboarder, I've had the same issue with the rollerbladers.
And that's why you built the ramp in your backyard, right?
Right.
So you can stay off the streets.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and Superdeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.